The defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots began a new NFL season with their 16th straight victory last night. They defeated the Indianapolis Colts 27-24. Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine, and he follows the NFL for Morning Edition. He says the Patriots are contenders to win their third Super Bowl in 4 years.
They might not win it all this year, but they'll always be hanging around at the end because they have a system that doesn't rely on individual players as much as it relies on taking advantage of the other team's weaknesses. And this they can do because they have a very smart head coach named Bill Belichick. When Belichick was a kid, his dad was a coach at the Naval Academy, and after dinner, Bill would help his dad analyze film of Navy's upcoming opponents. Flash forward 40 years, and now Belichick's like this mad scientist in his film lab every week, trying to discover just a couple of ways that his guys can find holes in the other team. So having a great bunch of talented players isn't as important as having players who can learn the weekly lesson.
Well, quite a few big-name stars changed teams in the off-season. What happened there? Why was that?
Part of this roster shifting thing is because players like Corey Dillon and Keyshawn Johnson had worn out their welcomes with the old teams. But there was also one of the biggest trades in the history of the NFL. The Denver Broncos sent their amazing running back Clinton Portis to the Washington Redskins for a cornerback named Champ Bailey. The bottom line in all of this is that the league has a mandatory salary cap, so you can't spend enough money to build and keep a team over several years. So teams are now looking for the quick fix and the one guy who will take them over the top.
Talk to us about coaching now. What about the changes this year?
There were fewer head coaching changes than usual, only six. But two of them, both in the NFC East, are very interesting. Both of the new guys are old guys by NFL standards, and both of them were out of the game last year. Joe Gibbs is 63, and he comes back to the Redskins after more than a decade of owning teams on the NASCAR circuit. Tom Coughlin, a very dour disciplinarian, he comes back to the Giants. He was fired by his last team. So the same question applies to both of these guys. Do the old ways translate to a new generation?
Any surprise teams that we should be looking for this year?
The Seattle Seahawks are going to finally get some national attention. They have a very unheralded but good quarterback named Matt Hasselbeck, and their head coach, a very likable guy named Mike Holmgren, last year stopped trying to be the general manager as well as the coach. Now he's just going to concentrate on coaching, which is what he's good at. Also, keeping in mind, in the last half dozen years, almost half of the teams in the Super Bowl had losing records from the previous year. We should pay attention to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who might make some noise. Their young quarterback, Byron Leftwich, is mobile, and he's talented, so look for the Jaguars.
Do you dare predict who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl in February 05?
Look for the Kansas City Chiefs. They've always been able to score a ton of points, but they also traditionally give up a ton of points. So this year, they rehired the head coach that they fired 3 years ago, a guy named Gunther Cunningham, and they brought him back to coach the defense. And I think they're going to be there in the end. And in the NFC, I think my Seahawks are going to make it to the final game. I will make one Super Bowl guarantee that at halftime, Janet Jackson won't be doing the entertainment.
I think that's pretty ironclad. Peter, thank you very much.
Thanks, Renee.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine, and he follows the NFL for Morning Edition.